Really?
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Inside a Los Angeles federal courtroom, Hunter Biden entered a plea of not guilty today to 9 felony and misdemeanor tax charges. Those charges stemming from the special counsel's case alleging that the president's son failed to pay over $1 million in taxes. In New York City, closing arguments underway today in the civil fraud trial involving Donald Trump's family businesses. The former president spoke during the proceedings and later outside the courtroom, claiming again the trial is part of a witch.
They don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence against us.
The judge is now deciding damages after ruling earlier that Trump and executives inflated property values. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up his Middle East trip with talks in Egypt today. Blinken says leaders in the region showing support to find a post-war solution for Gaza and to keep the conflict from spreading. And consumer prices rose 3.4% in December compared to a year ago, unexpectedly up from the previous month. This is ABC News. 2023 saw a significant drop in the number of police officers who died in the line of duty.
In 2022, the number of federal, state, and local law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty, 224. In 2023, that number dropping 40% to 136. 47 officers were fatally shot in 2023. That's down 25% from the 63 officers that were shot and killed the year before. There was also a decrease in officer traffic fatalities in 2023, 37, down from 51 the year before. The head of the National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund, which compiled the data, says the group's encouraged to see fewer overall officer deaths. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nearly 10,000 people worldwide died from COVID-19 last month. Experts say holiday gatherings and a new variant among the reasons for the increase. Hospital admissions in December jumping 42% in nearly 50 countries. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Snow on the way in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Cloudy throughout the day today. Highs mid-20s. West winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy. A slight chance of snow. Light lows near 16. Tomorrow, winter storm watch in effect. Snow and blowing snow. 4 inches possible. We'll have highs in the mid-20s. Be listening for Durand Arkansas boys basketball tonight. The Panthers are at Mondovi. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin bids farewell to a native son on Friday. The memorial service for former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl takes place beginning at noon at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. At the Capitol, proposed legislation to toughen penalties against drivers who flee police.
It is sickening, the devastation that they leave in their wake and the community that they leave in destruction.
The measure from Milwaukee area Representative Bob Donovan increases penalties and mandatory minimum sentences for various offenses involving fleeing an officer. A Walworth County judge ruled this week that 92-year-old former Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick is incompetent to stand trial. He's accused of sexually assaulting a boy at a Lake Geneva residence in 1977. McCarrick has dementia. Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The Durand City Council will have a new member after this April's election. Leanna Kavanaugh was the only person to file paperwork to replace outgoing council member Don Hayden. Meanwhile, incumbents Nick Weisenbeck and Travis Hooker will both run unopposed for their seats on the council. And current Mayor Patrick Milliron will also run unopposed. A Western Wisconsin police chief is facing an OWI charge after wrecking a city car last week. The Wisconsin State Patrol is handling the investigation into Aliva Police Chief Patrick McKillop. Trempealeau County prosecutors filed OWI charges against the chief Monday. The charges stem from a crash last Thursday just outside of the police department. The reports confirm that the chief was driving a city-issued Ford. There's also no information about who or what he hit, whether anyone else was hurt, and whether Oliva has placed the chief on any kind of leave. He's due back in court in April to answer to the OWI charge. Western Wisconsin's congressman wants to rename the Toma VA Hospital. Congressman Derek Van Orden introduced legislation on Capitol Hill to rename the VA after Jason Simkoski. Simkoski is the Marine veteran who overdosed on opioids back in 2014 while being treated at the VA. His death led to an investigation of the Toma facility. Van Orden said Simkoski's sacrifice has done more to change the Veterans Administration for the better than really just about anybody. Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing a similar plan in the Senate. An Eota man has pled guilty to installing cameras in a minor girl's bedroom and bathroom in May of 2022. Justin White of Eota pleaded guilty to a gross misdemeanor of interfering with privacy at home with a device in Olmsted County Court on Tuesday. As part of the plea deal, a felony charge of interfering with privacy against a minor under 18 was dropped. White was fined $900 and sentenced to 3 years probation. He can also not have contact with the victims. Wisconsin's Human Trafficking Task Force wants more education and more time. The Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking delivered its report yesterday. Task Force members spent 4 months hearing from experts, police and prosecutors, and advocates about what can be done to prevent people from being forced into prostitution. They're suggesting several new state laws. Many of them would require new education and training efforts for everyone from school kids to barbers to bouncers and hotel workers. The task force also wants a new council that will have 4 more years to recommend even more possible laws to Wisconsin lawmakers. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
One person was injured in a single vehicle accident on Foster Road in Stockholm on Tuesday. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, when deputies arrived, they found that the vehicle on its side and the driver, 78-year-old Michael Schmidt of Pepin, was outside of the truck uninjured. The Wisconsin State Patrol is investigating that accident. Forecasters say the WRDN listing area could see 5 or more inches of snow starting tomorrow. The National Weather Service has posted winter storm watches for the entire area from tomorrow through Saturday. In addition to the snow, the Weather Service is predicting winds of up to 35 miles an hour and wind chills as cold as 25 below. Forecasters say the worst of the storm could start during the drive to school or work. Authorities in Trempealeau and La Crosse are asking for the public's help in finding a missing Trempealeau man. According to the La Crosse Police Department, Octavio Morales was last seen in downtown La Crosse on December 22nd. Trempealeau police are asking anyone who might know Morales's whereabouts or who have been in contact with him to contact the police. Chippewa Falls Schools will ask voters for an extra $7 million over the next 3 years to pay teachers more. The city school board last night approved a 3-year operating referendum for the April ballot. Voters will now decide if they want to pay $2.5 million more in taxes each year for the next 3 years. Superintendent Jeffrey Holmes says Chippewa Falls Schools need the money to cover for a drop in enrollment, a bump in teachers' salaries, and an increase in the number of special education students. Holmes says that the tax hike would add about $10 a year to the average homeowner's tax bill. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding you to cut down on the amount of salt you use on your driveway and sidewalks. The message is part of the state's Salt Wise initiative. DNR stormwater manager Shannon Hayden says just a teaspoon's worth of salt is enough to make 5 gallons of water toxic to freshwater organisms, and once salt gets into the water supply, it's there forever. Officials say just a 12-ounce mug's worth of salt should be enough to loosen up the ice on a 20-foot driveway. Consider clearing your driveway before it freezes down so you don't have to use salt, and switch to sand when it gets below 15 degrees. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Coming soon, mints that taste like Miller Lite. The beer brand plans to start selling beer mints Friday that are hailed as having the freshness of a mint, but the great taste of Miller Lite. The alcohol-free mints are being marketed for those taking part in Dry January, where people abstain from or at least cut back on alcohol for the month. The mints are $5 for a tin of 40 and are available at MillerLightBeerMints.com. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnikins.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit-forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Bush reveals cup bucket list. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
On February 4th, the stage will be set once again because the Busch Light Clash is coming back to the Coliseum as NASCAR kicks off its season with a bang. LA's finest and NASCAR's fastest will put on a show that will finish under the lights and live for years to come. Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum, February 4th, 2024. Get your tickets now at NASCARClash.com.
Your home for talking sprint cars, Wing Nation returns in 2024 for another season. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will be joined by the top racers from across the country. Plus, we'll have all the latest news, insights, and conversations, and so much more. Until then, check out our past programs and podcasts on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen or download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform. Wing Nation returns in 2024, and we can't wait.
With the NASCAR Cup Series 2024 season looming large on the horizon, Kyle Busch contemplates what's left for the two-time champion to accomplish in his storied career, especially at Richard Childress Racing, and why he and his brother Kurt have been so competitive.
Grateful for mom and dad that got us to this point and pressed us as hard as they did when we were growing up and getting us to learn everything that we do about the cars. And I think that's kind of what's brought us on as successful as we've been is just that dedication to what we love and the passion that we have for our sport. I'd like to think that I'm not done yet, that there's a few more things out there for me that I can do. I'd love nothing more than to bring a championship back to RCR again. And of course, you know, I got a box to check of that Daytona 500 trophy.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Psst. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Bill Belichick is out in New England after 24 seasons. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Belichick and Patriots owner Robert Kraft came to a mutual decision for the coach to step aside.
So many fond memories and thoughts that I think about the Patriots and always be a Patriot. I look forward to coming back here, but at this time, we're going to move on. And I look forward and excited for the future, but always very, very appreciative of the opportunity here, the support here.
Belichick won 6 Super Bowl titles in Foxborough. Packers went through another day of workouts today, getting ready for Sunday's NFC wildcard matchup against the Cowboys. That's a 3:30 kick on Sunday afternoon. Bucks host the Eastern Conference leading Celtics tonight at Fiserv Forum. Second game of back-to-backs for Boston. They beat Minnesota in Boston last night. Horizon League, the Green Bay Phoenix were picked to finish dead last in the league in preseason poll. They won again last night at IUPUI. They're tied with Oakland for the league lead. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Plenty of weather impacts on prep sports this week, but we're hoping for some big games this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in 2 places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
After sailing through December with little to no postponements, this week brings a considerable amount of weather implications to high school sports, wiping out most of the schedule for Tuesday night in the lower half of the state. One game that did get played was a top 10 boys basketball showdown for early control of the Marawood South. Unbeaten and D4 second-ranked Marathon pulled away for a 60-39 win over 10th-ranked Auburndale as 6'10 senior Grant Warren had 16 points to lead the Raiders. This weekend's schedule of games could be impacted by weather again, but if not, there's some elite matchups on the docket. Most notably, it's a 1-versus-1 showdown Saturday in De Pere as the D1 top-ranked Redbirds will welcome in Division 2 top-ranked Wisconsin Lutheran. Also on Saturday, Division 3's top-ranked squad St. Thomas More will host D4 third-ranked Kenosha St. Joseph as both teams are unbeaten in the tough Metro Classic Conference. This weekend is also the Midwest Players Classic in lacrosse, starting Friday night with 4 games at the Lacrosse Center. 8 games are scheduled to be contested on Saturday, featuring not only outstanding teams from Wisconsin like Mineral Point, Darlington, Luther, Unalaska, and West Salem, but some top-notch teams from Minnesota as well. Get the full schedule plus info on tickets and live stream at MidwestPlayersClassic.com. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. Do you have some time during winter's long, dark nights to catch up on some classic hunting and fishing movies? Well, I've got a list for you. In a recent edition, we selected 10 films that contain some form of hunting and fishing, but generally they're solid survival movies with good acting. I'll share the list with you when we return. But first...
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. There are surprisingly few great hunting and fishing movies out there, but the staff at Outdoor News took a crack at our top 10. I'll share five of them today and another five tomorrow. The 1996 movie about the man-eating lions of Tsavo, The Ghost in the Darkness, will keep you on the edge of your seat. So will another one from the late 1990s, The Edge, with Alec Baldwin and Anthony Hopkins. A movie that sent legions of people into fly fishing stores had to be on this list, right? A River Runs Through It, with Brad Pitt, is an excellent movie on multiple levels. We also included Dances with Wolves, a film that hasn't necessarily aged well, but it's got an incredible scene in the middle where director Kevin Costner filmed a buffalo hunt. Wrapping up our first five, we've got 1972's Jeremiah Johnson with Robert Redford. The picture captured the harsh, unforgiving beauty of the American wilderness. I'll share the other five from our top 10 tomorrow. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
KFC's wraps are still just two for $5. Just think about that. Two wraps, just $5. You want a new spicy mac and cheese wrap and a new honey barbecue chicken wrap for lunch? Just $5. You want a new mac and cheese wrap and a spicy slaw wrap as a snack? Just $5. You want two classic KFC wraps just because? Just $5. KFC wraps are back for a limited time, now with three new options. Choose two for just $5. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party ordering websites. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm watch has been issued for our area. Some freezing drizzle will roll in overnight, with snow ramping up tomorrow morning. 2 to 5 inches will fall throughout the day, with winds whipping near 40 miles per hour. Friday night, as snow continues, it turns fluffier, but still puts down another 1 to 3 inches. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and we've been talking about this all today, and I'm going to reiterate at the start of this program again to our livestock producers in general. Thank you for what you are doing. I know there's a lot of extra long, cold hours out there for you as you go the extra mile to make sure your livestock are as warm as they can be and the water's as fresh as it can be and the feed is right there. So thank you, but do take a moment to take care of yourself as well and make sure that you are dressing warm enough and keeping hydrated and fueled up as well. So having said that, we will talk a little bit about what's going to happen market-wise or what we've seen because of the weather. But more importantly, we've got some serious data dump that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. It's going to be some interesting marketplaces as we're going to find out more about what that has to do as we look at year-end reports and just the general information coming from the USDA. And as we talked about during the midday today, that election coming up this weekend as well with Taiwan, we know that Taiwan has got some serious things happening coming up with China. So those are all factors that are really going to take a notice in our marketplace. And no better person to bring into this conversation than Mike Suzzolo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And let's start out with this data dump, because this is the must anticipated January report, and we're less than, 24 hours from it.
Yeah, and it's extremely important for the grain and even the livestock producers at this point because of the price erosion we've seen here in the past, roughly 60 to 75 days, Susan. And I think going into the report, if I had to completely oversimplify what I see happening right now, is I think the global demand bears have continued past the Christmas holiday, past the New Year's holiday, all the way into mid-January, because they have become more concerned about Asia, especially with what's going on with that election, as you talk about, in Taiwan. And I think a lot of people miss the idea that this didn't come out of nowhere. I mean, this is one of those things where you dig a little bit deeper into the analysis and the speeches. And the head of China, the president of China, Xi, came out with his annual update and speech to his people and talked about a reunification of China. And those were his exact words. And some of the Asian people that I follow really took that seriously and really took that as a big issue. I initially was not that nervous about it until I started to hear about it in the ag sector, but I don't think that would have been as big a deal had it not been for a couple other factors. And one of those biggest factors continues to be the depressing and lackadaisical attitude that trade continues to have surrounding the Middle East and how the crude oil market has been trading essentially during that exact same time frame. And so going into tomorrow's WASDE numbers and into Saturday's Taiwan election, I'm hoping we can recalibrate and reset these markets in terms of what they're focusing upon. If they bring in more of a holistic and totality of supply and demand. And what I'm talking about specifically is the perception out there that grain demand specifically is very weak around the world, or it's going to weaken. Well, maybe it will weaken, but the USDA in their December numbers continue to push a record world consumption number for corn and wheat going back to 1960, and a record soybean demand and total consumption going back to 1964. And so I think 2024 is shaping up for me to be the year of almost the exact opposite of last year at this time, where we were worried about a 2012 drought and sky-high cattle prices. We got some upside potential in the cattle, but not what we thought we'd get. We did not get the 2012 drought. Now, a year later, we're on the exact opposite footing, where we're thinking demand is going to zero and the supplies are burdensome. And so this extreme mindset that we have going into the first of the year, I'm hoping we can change that by the time we get to Monday of next week.
So as we look at all that information that's going to come our way, and I'm sure there'll be some positioning that's going to take place this evening in the overnight trade, after we get past the 11 o'clock and 0.05 seconds of those numbers, how can we, I mean, it's hard to ask you what you're going to see in the movement with those numbers, but what can we kind of anticipate so we can be prepared?
No, I think that's an excellent question, because we have to think above what the algo funds are and the computerized traders are going to do the 10 minutes or 15 minutes after the trade numbers are announced. What I'm looking at are the world-ending stocks. And the world-ending stocks obviously can't be computed without U.S.-ending stocks. But my world-ending stocks number for corn is about 306.5, 306.4 million metric tons. That would be 3 million tons lower than the lowest trade guess from one of the major news wires. I believe Bloomberg is what I'm looking at right now when I'm talking to you. If we would go below that lowest trade guess in any of those world numbers, or above the highest trade guess in any of those world numbers, I would take that very seriously. The same situation is present in the soybeans. I'm sitting at about a 108 million metric ton number for 23-24 world ending stocks. The lowest number on Bloomberg survey is 110, average trade 112. Anything below 110, I think, would work in my favor, that the demand side of the equation is not backing down, even though the U.S. export demand base has not stayed strong through most of December and now as we go into January.
A lot of factors that we're going to have to look at, and real fast before we head to break, looking at the not only the data dump, but the USDA numbers. From a grain and livestock perspective, I guess from that livestock side, how do you think they're going to absorb initially that information?
Yeah, this is where the beef imports are going to be the number one feature to me. I mean, obviously, we got to look at the production numbers, but I think like 2014, 2015, we really have to keep an eye on those beef imports and pork imports because of the dollar versus some of these other major currencies. So that's what I'll look at. Obviously, production number two, and then per capita disappearance will be number three, and then number four will be exports.
All right. Well, folks, we've got a lot more coming up. Stick around. Second half, the Channel Final Bell just around the corner on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue with Mike Zuzulo, Mike with Global Commodity Analytics. And, you know, during the midday, we didn't get a chance to really talk much about China and trade and what was happening with Taiwan. But I kind of wanted you to expand a little bit on your thoughts about what pressure that's going to put on us here in the States when it comes to export market and market opportunities.
Yeah, you know, part of the issues with the ag sector and the fears, I think, generally speaking, in this market right now for agriculture commodities, Susan, is China is going to use the stick of agriculture commodity trade because we're using the stick of the chip semiconductor stick. And I think this is where the commodity markets have firmed up in their assessment that it's getting worse and not better. I'm a contrarian right now in that I think China has almost got to stimulate their economy because of the situation that they're dealing with domestically. And if I'm right about that, then it's unlikely that they will take the nationalist route and create an actual conflict with the United States. My bet right now is that the Chinese consumer has his demand and her demand, their confidence since April of 2022 has stayed below the average level of 2015 to 2019, that their consumer confidence is that much worse than it was back during their last real economic issues. And I think they're worse this time around because of the real estate bubble popping. And so I think China's leaders is going to have to play the defensive mindset, maybe not go after Taiwan in terms of actual conflict, but keep on the path of the trade war. And if that's the case, then it becomes who has the supplies to compete with the United States. And I think that's actually one of the bright spots in 2024 is South America's production, I think, should go down tomorrow in both corn and beans. I don't think Argentina's will offset that in terms of increases. And so if we can lay that kind of groundwork, I think both in the livestock trade and the grain trade, and a calmer dollar in 2024 because of our election and because of some of the other things going on in our own economy, I think we have better demand ahead for agriculture for the United States.
And globally, everybody's watching what's happening with crude oil, considering the issues of this morning. And that's going to weigh as well on these energy prices.
It is. And I think this is a very important point you bring out. Number one, crude oil and wheat are my two leaders in this market right now. And I think number two is, if you look at the United Nations FAO data, the food prices in 2023 dropped at their biggest pace since 2015. And, you know, there's that old saying, the best cure for low prices is low prices. And a year ago at this time, you know, crude oil markets were trading at $80 plus a barrel when it came to the close in the market in December and January of 22 and 23. And so I think these lower prices are going to bring more demand in net. And I think that very sincerely, unless we see a dollar spike. So the biggest issue for me is I can take a Middle Eastern conflict because I think that revs up the crude oil markets and the commodities in general. What I can't take is a military conflict between the world's two biggest economies. And so that's why I think Saturday's elections become so important.
We can't have a conversation about the weather and not look at this cattle complex. And I know it's been weighing in on plants being able to stay open, but more importantly, on just keeping weights on these cattle at this point.
Yes, and I think this is an interesting dynamic because the trade had really gotten behind the idea of a dry, warm January for the cattle country, and they're not getting that. And I think in another week, if we don't see these temperatures come back around, like Hutchinson, Kansas, Garden City, Kansas, those big feedlot areas and winter wheat areas are looking at returning to normal temperatures for this time of year by next Wednesday. But these models have been all over the place, and I think the volatility is going to be very strong in the cattle market. And the other thing, too, goes back to where's the cash versus the futures, and that's where cattle and feeders look better than the hogs right now. Hogs right now, February hogs, are $6 premium to the CME cash index. Feeders, however, the cash index is carrying a $2 premium. And if you look at the futures market, if you're assuming 173 cash cattle trade, you're carrying a $2 premium in that cash market as well. So I think we've got a better support level in the cattle market relative to the hogs just from a cash market standpoint. And I think the weather premium has not been dialed in. I see crude oil and wheat. And the cattle market is very similar in terms of the market not appreciating the supply-demand fundamentals on both sides of the ledger.
Well, I appreciate your conversation today, Mike. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
I appreciate your conversation as well. It's wonderful to talk to you, and I really appreciate talking with KRVN and Rural Radio. GlobalComResearch.com, take a look at it. GlobalCom with two M's, research.com.
All right. Mike Suzzolo has been joining us for today. Of course, the program is being brought to you, the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. As we always remind you, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that, the Thursday version of the Channel Final Bell, right here on the Rural Radio Network.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. The U.S. isn't the only country with a growing concern about its food security, as China recently passed a new law designed to protect farmland and promote grain production in a bid to increase self-sufficiency. I'll have the details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
China is the world's second most populous country and home to 20% of total global population, but only 10% of the world's arable land. While the Chinese Communist Party has created a goal of being self-sufficient in grain production by 2032, the reality is their grain imports have surged 12-fold over the past 5 years.
In 2023, CCP officials said the total grain harvest in China had reached 695 million tons. And while that total was adequate, the grain supply in-country is still considered tight. That was one of the main reasons for promoting this new law, which is primarily concerned with protecting farmland. As the country continues to modernize, Chinese farmland is facing similar threats as American farmland, with development pressure closing in. The new law restricts conversion of farmland for non-farm purposes, either for buildings or for other environmental purposes. It also includes several measures designed to increase grain production by ensuring income for grain producers and compensating major grain growing areas, as well as calling for new types of agribusinesses. The most recent law builds on some other major policy changes in China over the past year, most notably reconsidering their long-held anti-GMO stance. Chinese regulators, which for years have refused to allow genetically modified crops, approved 37 GM corn varieties and 14 GM soy varieties in October of last year. Now, the acreage designed for growing these crops is small, at only 500,000 acres, but with GM technology, yields could be as much as 12% higher. Growers in China are also being encouraged to modernize their production practices by narrowing their rows and double cropping whenever possible. I'll have more on these changes in China when we come back.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
By allowing farmers to utilize new genetic technology and by stepping up protections for farmland, leaders in China hope to encourage self-sufficiency for grain production. But they've also been picking up acreage in Africa and building relationships with South American countries in order to hedge their bets. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Duran Smokehouse ground beef sale going on now through January 18th. $4.59 a pound, packaged in 1, 1.5, or 2 pound tubes. There's a 10 pound minimum on orders. Visit Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85, Duran.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Snow on the way in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Cloudy throughout the day today, highs mid-20s, west winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of snow, light, lows near 16. Tomorrow, winter storm watch in effect, snow and blowing snow. 4 inches possible. We'll have highs in the mid-20s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas boys basketball tonight. The Panthers are at Mondovi. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little.
said our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Start walking mine. We meet in the middle, beneath that
to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
it's a total tailspin. Too much grindstone, too little time with you. Girl, you know it's wearing thin. Baby, let's trade in these teardrops for warm kisses on the skin. You got a drawer full.